Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
An atheist group masquerading as a Satanist group now says that it wants access to elementary schools in Salem, Massachusetts. They're doing it simply to come against the Child Evangelism Fellowship Good News Clubs. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. They have, this group, Matt, is literally an atheist group masquerading as a Satanist group, and they're doing that solely to kick up dust, to be able to raise controversy about the Good News Clubs, which has a constitutional right to meet on the elementary school campuses after school. This group now says that they have put out a request to, I believe, 8 schools in the Salem, Massachusetts area to be able to meet. It's the 8 schools where Good News Clubs are already meeting. So they've targeted these schools because of Good News Clubs. They're hoping that the shock and awe would ultimately result in the schools kicking out the Good News Clubs from their campus. Well, Liberty Counsel represents the Child Evangelism Fellowship Good News Clubs, and we're also going to be sending information to these schools and others where this group tries to kick up dust and stir up controversy.
Yeah, they're arguing, you know, using equal access here to say that, well, if you allow these Christian groups in after school, you have to allow our, what they're calling after school Satan clubs, satanic clubs after school in their churches. Well, Matt, there's no constitutional right. Satanism, is not a religion as our founding fathers. In fact, you know, it's ironic that this is in Salem, Massachusetts. I mean, is there a constitutional right? Is it to equal access here? Is Satanism a constitutionally protected religion?
Well, I think the issue of speech would be constitutionally protected, whether it's religion or not. So what you have here is if the school allows after-school programs for the elementary school children, soccer, Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts, something of that nature, for the after-school programs for the elementary school children, then you can't prohibit another group like Good News Clubs, which has the same kind of ministry to the same age group after school, simply because they're Christian. So in this particular case, if this group really did have a club that wanted to provide something of benefit to the elementary school students after school, and we just simply didn't like their speech, well, then they would have a right. But the problem is it doesn't stop there. Because first of all, these are not legitimate clubs. Secondly, these clubs are targeting locations specifically where Good News Clubs are. So what's their intent? Their intent is not to meet. Their intent is to disrupt. The First Amendment does not require the schools to countenance disruption. If you disrupt the orderly operation of the school, if you're going into these schools just because you want to target another club that's already there, if you're going there to engage, as I'm sure they would, in some kind of ritual or disruptive behavior, the school does not have to agree with that. Moreover, Child Evangelism Fellowship requires all of its children to have parental permission slips so that moms and dads, they know that they're going to and they give consent to their child to go to a Good News Clubs. The school can require that here as well. In fact, this Satanist group says they'll require the parental permission slips themselves. Now, can you imagine?
I can't imagine that going over with parents.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Can I go to a Satanist club today, Mom?
Yeah, how many kids are going to be bringing in parental permission slips so that they can go attend a Satanist club?
And Matt, even a story in the Washington Post that talks about this, it specifically points out that they're admitting that this is an attempt to undermine the many Supreme Court cases that have supported the Good News Clubs and say there's a right here. So they're clearly their intent has nothing to do with having these clubs, with offering any kind of benefit to after school. Their intent here is to try to do away with the Good News Clubs. They don't want their clubs in. They want the Good News Clubs out. So this is not a protected thing. This is a game playing here that the left, even in the media, is just grabbing hold hold of, and they're loving it because they hate the Good News Club.
And I think that what you said was very important. They don't want to be in. They want the Good News Club out.
Right.
And the only reason they're making this request, now understand they haven't been granted the access yet, but the only reason they're making the request is to protest the Good News Club's there. They can't get them out any other way. So they're hoping people will just be outraged, and therefore they'll kick out the Good News Clubs from campus. Well, if they do that, they have to kick out all the schools, clubs, all the soccer, the baseball, the different opportunities for schools to have the organizations to meet, the scouts to meet after school. They have to kick them all out. The thing that Good News Clubs does is it is focused on children ages 5 through 12. That's its parameter of specialty. Yes, they do speak about Christ and the Bible and scripture verses, and they memorize scripture verses and they sing songs, but they address morals and character development, patriotism, and they instill respect in the students. They do it from a Christian perspective, and that was the issue before the U.S. Supreme Court. They allow clubs to come in that would encourage character development, moral development, respect, patriotism. That's what Good News Clubs does. And in fact, in cases where we've litigated, we've gotten affidavits from bus drivers, from principals that said, in fact, I was just speaking in Texas to principals in the elementary school, and they also said, when a Good News Club comes into our school, we have the opportunity to visibly see the change in the kids. The bus driver, who doesn't know anything about what's going on, he sees, hey, when the kids get on the bus in the morning, something happened to this group of kids. They're more happy. They're more respectful. They're more polite. The teachers are seeing the kids' behavior change. The principals have seen the positive attributes of what happens in their school when a Good News Club comes. Now, you would therefore now look at this other Satanist group.
Yeah,
can you imagine you're going to have that kind of change?
Yeah, right.
You're going to have darkness, you know, if they really do bring in the Satanist ideology and evil, you're going to have darkness and you're going to have wickedness and you're going to have hatred and you're going to have disrespect,
confusion.
It's not going to be a positive attribute. The school doesn't have to tolerate that.
It'd be like saying you have to allow the KKK clubs into the school or something. Listen to this in the Washington Post, Matt. It says Doug Messner, who goes by the professional name Lucian Greaves, is co-founder and spokesman for the Satanic Temple, a group of political activists who are seeking to establish after-school Satan clubs as a counterpart to fundamentalist Christian Good News Club. They use that pejorative fundamentalist Christian Good News Clubs, which they see as an attempt to infiltrate public education and erode the constitutional separation of church and state. So they're abusing the First Amendment laws, those laws protecting religious liberty, in order to try to undermine religious liberty. They admit to it. To the Washington Post here, that's clearly what they're trying to do here. There's no intent to really put these clubs in. There's only an intent to do away with the Good News Clubs, effectively doing away with religious liberty. This is an attack on religious liberty by abusing religious liberty and the freedoms inherent within religious liberty to try to do away with the Good News Clubs.
You know, and we're not serving and protecting our children well at all. I mean, now we've got this gender confusion. They can use each other's bathrooms. And now you're talking about bringing in Satan clubs. We are not serving our children and giving them the best.
Well, you know, Patricia Warren, in an article, Future Shock, written in The Advocate, which is a homosexual magazine, she says, whoever captures the youth owns the future. And it's a longtime proverbial idea that the hearts and minds of the young people, that is the future of our country. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to capture these youth and undermine the well-being of these families and the schools and their community. We're not going to stand for it. You know, Liberty Council represents Child Evangelism Fellowship around the country, all over the nation. And we've never lost a case in any final determination on any case that we've ever had. Either the door's open through a telephone call, a letter, a brochure, some kind of communication, or through litigation. And once we go to court, we've never lost a case on behalf of Child Evangelism Fellowship. And I can tell you what, this little bogus group, it's really an atheist group masquerading as a Satanist group, is not going to stop Child Evangelism Fellowship. It's not going to stop the Good News from coming into these elementary schools and benefiting and transforming these young lives and helping the communities. For more information, stand with us. Pray for Liberty Council and the ministry. make sure that you financially commit your resources to Liberty Counsel as well. Without your financial commitment, we could not defend and advance religious freedom, life, and family. LC.org is the website.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.